sake of time, I think we're going to start the meeting. My name is Disang Mujumi, I'm the committee secretary. I would just like to apologize on behalf of the chairperson of the portfolio committee, Honorable Feki Mento, who has encountered a puncture, as in, she was unable to make it to Cape Town in time due to that. So she has requested that we elect a chairperson. Actually, by the rules of parliament, that when the chairperson is available, the committee will have to elect an acting chairperson who would lead the proceedings. So I would proceed with that particular formality and appoint the elected chairperson for the day. May I ask for nominations for the acting chairperson? Honorable Pillay.
Tisang, I'd like to propose Dr. Kronoff to be the chairperson for the day. Please.
Honorable Pillay, propose Dr. Kronoff as the chairperson. Any seconder?
Honorable Nana.
Seconded.
Seconded by Honorable Nana. Any opposer? None. Honorable Kronoff, you will be the chairperson for the day. Thank you. You may take this in.
Looks like we're here to rob us. He was very close to the chair. There's no doubt.
It reminded me of the member of parliament who fell very ill, and then his constituency sent him he was in hospital, a note of wishing him well for speedy recovery. And at the bottom it says, this motion was accepted by 8-7. Thank you for the confidence, and thank you for having the opportunity to chair this meeting. On the agenda we have two items. The one is a briefing by the Airports Company of South Africa on risk management and the adoption of minutes. Can I just, before we start, welcome the representative from AXA. I know that there is also a representative from SAA, South African Airways, as well as the Department of Public Enterprises, as representatives here, and then also members of the Portfolio Committee. And then we have media and PMG and other invited guests to South African Express as well. So can I just ask the members of the committee to introduce themselves before we start. Dr. Pillay.
My name is Dr. Shiva Pillay, Portfolio Committee. Thanks.
Gloria Borman, Portfolio Committee Member.
Mario Oriani Ambrosini, Committee Member.
Melinda Nana, Committee Member. Peter van der Halen, Work Portfolio Committee Member.
I'm Gerard Koornhof, Acting Chair.
I'm Chris Gololo, member of this committee.
Can I ask the staff to introduce himself? You just know we're introduced by Disang. He's a committee secretary, but I'm giving the opportunity for staff to introduce himself.
Like I said, I'm Disang Mujumi, and I'm the committee secretary.
Eric Borkat, I'm a researcher for the portfolio committee.
Then can we go to AXA?
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry. Before we move, I need to address on the agenda.
Can we just do the introduction? We come back to the agenda. AXA, introduction.
Bongani Masego, responsible for operations at AXA. Jane, if I can apologize, our managing director, who is supposed to do the presentation, is currently out of the country and has delegated that to myself.
South African Airways.
Thanks, sir. My name is Joseph Makoro from South African Airways. I look after our risk management. And apologies from our CEO. We had liked to have been here, but he's actually caught up in Expo today.
Thank you. South African Express.
Alan Meyer, South African Express, Cape Town.
And then the Department of Public Enterprise.
Esther Madiwana from DPE.
Johan Vermeulen from DPE.
I'm Edwin Bessa from DPE.
Chair Dina Pillay, Department of Transport.
Thank you. Anybody else we left out?
BMG? Okay. Anybody else who wants to introduce themselves? Nobody. Okay, we're going to, there are 2 points on the agenda. Dr. Ambrosini, you wanted to raise a point.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, my apology for doing this to you, but I gave extensive notice to the chairman that I would be raising this point and discuss the matter with the committee secretary yesterday. I'm not sure whether you've been informed, but I requested two additional points to be placed on the draft agenda, subject to the approval of the committee. The one is the consideration of a subpoena in respect of South Africa Airways, in respect of documentation which was requested of South African Airways at the Winter School, and repeatedly requested in respect of the court pleadings of antitrust violations in the United States and Europe, so that we can exercise oversight on that. The second point on the agenda that I requested to be placed on the agenda was the possibility of holding public hearings to gather expert input on ESCOM's tariff increases. And I made this request against the background of my understanding that the agenda belongs to the committee, and it is my right to have things placed on the draft agenda, and it is the prerogative of the committee to reject them. So I would request them to be placed on the draft agenda, and the draft agenda put to the committee for consideration.
Thank you. Anybody wants to speak to that? Dr. Pillay?
I think, Chairperson, there are two issues. The first issue, let's address them one by one. And I don't think issues need to really be placed on the agenda like that, because some of the issues we can just take a decision and go on. I think we should request SAA, officially request SAA to give us the necessary documentation, give them a time frame to it, and failing which, if they do not comply, then we should look at issues. I'm also surprised at the issue for one simple reason, that when SAA did make the presentation to us, I was not at the Winter School, so I don't know about that. When SAA did make the presentation to us, we did address the issue about the antitrust and the liabilities that came up when they were presenting the annual report. And there was no request at that time for this. So maybe we should just ask you to endorse that as a chairperson, acting chairperson, and I'll follow it up as whip and the secretary to get that from SAA. Regarding the other issue about placing on the agenda today, the issue about ESCOM and the issue about public enterprises, I think that as we explained in the last meeting, and I want us to be very clear on that. At the last meeting, there was a problem that we were worried about the fact that ESCOM may have not complied with the deadline for applying for increases and the suspensive conditions. And that is the reason that they were called here. I think what we should ask for is, before we call for public meetings and this and others, to ask under which portfolio does it come to us or energy. So this must be jointly discussed, and I think we should take it to the WIPs and the Chairperson's Committee to get some direction, because before you discuss that, there are certain things that needs to be discussed first. One is the funding model. Two is the direction that we are taking regarding energy for the future, whether we are going nuclear, non-nuclear, or whichever way it is going. And I think it's premature to even discuss tariff increases at the present moment without us first understanding what direction we are going to go. So I think let us first agree among ourselves that we have a discussion to find out which way we are going, get a briefing by the necessary portfolio committee, by the necessary executive, and then we take a way forward on that. Thank you.
Yes, the DA would be supporting Mr. Ambrosini in this, that we would like the public hearing so that the portfolio committee can hear from the people out there itself what their feeling is on the tariff increases. I have read that the end of the month is the close for public hearings.
and it becomes more important as we go into recess by the end of the year, and then, you know, we're already at the stage where the increases are nearly granted for the next financial year, so we don't have too much time to do this. Yes, but we will be supporting that application, and we would like it to be put on the agenda so that we can discuss it and have a view on it so that we can answer questions to the people out there. I mean, we are the portfolio committee, and we are the oversight role for ESCOM. That's why it's important that we avail ourselves of the facts. Thank you.
Anybody else?
Thanks, Chair. I would say that had the information been requested, I would be very much surprised that we would have deliberately withheld information from this committee. And in that regard, I would support the notion to actually write to SAA. I would just request that maybe we need to have a little bit of clarity on what sort of information is sought so that we don't end up going back and forth with half the information. And I'll definitely make sure that I get the message through to the CEO and our legal counsel, and we'll get back the message back to this committee through DPE. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Nana.
Thanks, Chairperson. Chairperson, without really trying to play party politics, but I want to believe that across party political party lines, it is in the best interest of everyone in the country to get his or her fair share of contribution, particularly in relation to the tariff hike which has been requested by ESCOM. And in this regard, Chairperson, I rise to second a proposal by Honorable Ambrosini.
Thank you. The chairperson of the committee is not here. I don't know whether she will be today. Can I make a suggestion that we there is no place on the agenda today for the proposal, for the two items on proposed by Dr. Ambrosini, but that we ask for, after adjournment of this committee meeting today, that the chairperson of this committee, Ms. Faki Mantua, the committee secretary who's handling these applications, I believe, Dr. Ambrosini, your application has been sent through the committee secretary, that the committee secretary with the chairperson, and if possible in the absence of a management committee for this portfolio committee, with the leaders of the other political parties, discuss this matter and see how we put it on the agenda.
Mr. Chairman, just to clarify, I have requested in writing, as I requested this morning, that it be placed on the agenda of this committee. My understanding of the law of meetings is that all that comes to this committee is the draft agenda, which we need to approve. The agenda doesn't belong to the chair. It belongs to the committee. So what I requested in my initial intervention is that this item will be placed on the draft agenda, and I did not speak to the merits of the item. I was just speaking to the need of placing on the draft agenda of this meeting. So I need to understand whether the committee has decided that it be placed on the agenda now or has decided that it should not be on the agenda for today.
As the acting chair sitting here, I haven't seen your representation. I haven't seen it. So what I'm suggesting as the acting chair to the committee, for the committee to decide, is to take your presentation made to the chairperson of this committee and the committee secretary, discuss it after this meeting, and make a ruling when and where it will be put on the agenda.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman, I don't want to be, I apologize for not being clear. It's not an issue of representation. The representation I made are only to give notice and a courtesy matter. The first item on the agenda of this meeting, as any other meeting of Parliament, is the adoption of the agenda. It is often skipped, but the agenda belongs to the committee. And within that first item, I have addressed you and suggested that within the adoption of the agenda, two additional agenda items be added, and I indicated what they are. So it is for the committee to decide whether it wishes to entertain those two agenda items today or at a later time. And it is for the committee to adopt the agenda as it wishes.
Chairperson, without delaying the matter further, because this can go on forever, I just want to say, as the ruling party here and as the ANC, my view is that if you want to discuss this, we can discuss it after this meeting is over and to decide on a way forward. Because you really cannot get on a way forward to put an item on the agenda just here like this without preparation for it. Secondly, I've got as a documentation about oversight of SOEs. Is this committee, who is accountable to this committee? Is it the executive that is accountable to this committee, or is it the SOE directly? My understanding and from my talking to the chief whip also is that the executive is accountable to this committee, and the SOE is accountable to the executive. So therefore, I have difficulty in us looking at this thing forward unless we have some common understanding. And I don't want this to be discussed here in front of this meeting with others. I'm sure this could have been brought to a management meeting, and we have management meetings that is scheduled before an agenda is drawn up, and that should be brought in at that level.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Chair. In as much as we do maybe support what the colleague there is saying, I don't think that we should allow these items to be part of this meeting today. We can entertain that when the chairperson is available, since that communique was directly to her. Thank you very much.
It seems we're discussing an issue now that is important, but it's taking time now of the committee of a presentation in front of us. Mm-hmm. Can I ask the committee whether it will be in order, the proposal by Dr. Amasini, that we handle it in the following way. We adopt the agenda as it is with the two items today, namely the presentation by ACSA and the adoption of the minutes. That is all that I have as a chairperson sitting before you in front of me. I haven't seen any other notice, but put that aside. And secondly, that the points raised by Dr. Ambresini, that we discuss it immediately after this meeting with the management with a proposal to put it on the agenda of a formal portfolio committee meeting. Is that sufficient ground to accept that?
Well said, Chairperson. I think a point which I think Mr. Ambrosini is making, that we don't want to go out the meeting, we want to stay in the meeting. So if we have the presentation here, we just move this point, which we are discussing now, until everybody has left, and we can discuss it in this meeting still. Just as a point, I'm just afraid that it gets lost, you know, if it's outside and then it gets noted and it's on record and it's fine if it's in the meeting. But I think we are prepared to wait till after this presentation to discuss the discussion we are having now.
What I'm suggesting is we need to, Dr. Ambrosini is correct, we need to adopt the agenda. And there are two points on the agenda. What I'm proposing that we adopt the agenda for this meeting. And after this presentation and we finish with this, it's recorded, the proposal. It can't get lost. Then, outside this meeting, after this meeting, the chairperson, the committee secretary, Dr. Ambrosini, whoever wants to be present in the management committee, sit down at the table, take a decision, and bring it back to the committee. It can't get lost. It must come back to the committee.
Fair enough.
Okay. Thank you. Can I then ask ACSA? Thank you for your understanding. Can I ask ACSA to make the presentation, just a background? We've only received your presentation a moment ago. So, and as far as what is on our agenda is, you're going to discuss the Airport Company South Africa on risk management at airports.